Are we live?
Yes, we're live. We're live.
Hello, everyone.
Let me put on my headphones. Hello, hello. Wait. Oh, wait. Why is it not? I can't hear my own voice, which is bad. Oh, because I turned the headphones all the
way down. I can hear you.
Okay, great. It was just because. Okay.
Okay, we're in business.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello, everyone.
This is our second to last PCH show of the school year, which is so sad.
It's a balmy 40 degree midnight.
Sure.
Here in Medford. This is
91.5. Jesus Christ, it's been a whole semester. Yes.
91.5 PCH, Pacific Coast Highway. Second to last show, guys. Wow.
That was obviously Stateside by Pink Panthers featuring Zara Larson, who we got to see live today on the quad. That was amazing. So we wanted to kind of bring those vibes to the show. We've got some people joining us. I won't make you guys come to the mic, but just yell. Or... just,
you're
yo.
Not. That's not. I think Maddie.
Or people
Maddie,
are coming
Maddie
to the
can,
mic. Just come,
Maddie
to
Maddie
yo.
Come to the mic.
Yo,
how's it going, everyone?
It's going good. We've got Maddie B. We've got Theo. Theo's first appearance on the program.
Hell yeah, long time listener, first time.
I don't know how that ends. Actually, what is it? Long time listener,
first time caller.
Caller, but you're not really a caller.
Yeah, I'm not a caller.
First time guest.
Yeah. First time guest.
And we've brought in one of our stands.
Sleeping? What are you doing? True. Truly.
She's chilling. Okay.
Chilling.
Cool. Okay. Next up, I'll do what you've requested.
Okay.
David. Because we're doing a poppy vibe.
Yeah, we can go for a little bit more of it because I think the last show is gonna be maybe hopefully a little bit more focused on the talkity talk.
us being able to yap about reflection on the semester.
And things of that nature. But I think we can do a little bit more of a pop vibe. You know, it's a lovely day. Commons late night is back.
True.
Which is absolutely major.
Anyway, this is what this is my favorite pop song of this century. This is This is Paparazzi by Lady Gaga. We were saying that we've definitely played that song on the show before because we both love it. It's one of those songs that we just both love, so, like, whatever. But I hope you enjoyed that as much as we did. Next up is a pick that I just thought of that I don't know if David's even heard. I mean, it's pretty popular. It's like a 90s or 2000-something pop song by Kylie Minogue, who we were saying is on a different stateside remix, a less popular one. The third one is, of course, with Blade, which is so
funny.
The
real Swedish goat.
The real... Oh, yeah. If we're talking Swedish goats, sorry, Zara.
Sad Boys, Gravity Boys. We should have gotten Blade for Tufts.
That would make people scared.
People would be into it. The first guy, like, the first DJ that we had was playing Snow Strippers.
Yeah, and people weren't liking it.
I liked it.
Group Love is kind of... if on a spectrum of, like, energies, Group Love is very, like... Two brothers with a dream started this burger restaurant.
Sell $30 burgers, yeah. And there's industrial lighting, and everything's called shareables.
Yeah, and there's no regular fries, it's just truffle fries.
It's extra. $12 extra. $30 yeah. Burger with the truffle sauce.
And they've got custom colas that taste bad.
Yes.
So that's what Group Love is to me. I saw this thing that was like millennial burger place versus Gen Z chicken place.
Right.
And Gen Z chicken places are just disgusting. It's like Dave's Hot Chicken, and you just walk in, and they're like,
the sloppiest.
Fuck you.
Like,
oh, I can't say that. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Sorry.
The drinking too much cranberry juice over today's proceedings may have gotten to Mason. I think he's experiencing a little bit of a sugar rush.
At least my peeing is regular. Anyway, this is, and with that, this is Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue. That fading out right now is Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue, who is Australian, I believe. I guess we're getting kind of the, well, Lady Gaga's American, but I was going to say...
It's an international sort of Eurovision vibe.
Yeah, I guess we're switching off because next artist definitely isn't, but the artist after definitely is okay. International. So stay tuned for that. next up is a song I also just remembered that I love. It's very, like, guilty pleasure, not because it's a bad song, because if, like, it's so... Like, you know, 2000s movie or 90s movie where, like, the character is getting ready and singing this in the shower with, like, his hair up in a mohawk, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's like Easy A.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. This next song is Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. I'm not off the cranberry juice. This is Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain.
Let's go, girls.
Sorry, spoiler
alert.
Oh my god. Can't have the hand on the trigger too quick. Forget you heard that.
Do we want to mix it up and put the song?
No. Do we just, they've heard okay. the beginning. They know what it is. Can you guess the song?
Low rent.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. I got to do a shout out really quick. I don't know who's listening. A bunch of people in Karm, presumably in my room right now, are listening. I know Saul's listening. I know Vanessa's listening. I know Prag's listening. I'm sure Michelle's there. Stella's there. Maybe Anne's there. Audrey's there. I don't know. Wait, I feel like I'm forgetting someone. Kelly? I don't know. Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in on this Saturday night after Spring Fling.
Shout out to Mom and Dad and Diana.
Let's do this thing. Sure.
Okay. Next song.
You heard the beginning. You want to guess?
It's Mama Mia. Oh, wait. I'll give you guys a hint. This is a song that Mason.
I want to cut you off.
Mason was in a high school production of, and he was.
That was, of course, Mamma Mia by ABBA. Such a great song. I was talking about how much I love the Black Country New Road cover.
Yeah, oh my God,
that
as covered
mean...
by Isaac Wood, who
right.
I hope is doing really well somewhere in like a cafe in
sure.
South London or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully.
Sort of anonymized.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, the next song will be introduced by special guest first time... Wait, fuck. Oh my God, of course. Okay, sorry. Okay. First...
It's over.
Many time listener, first time guest... Theo Jacobson.
Wow, what an introduction. Thank you, Mason.
Theo Jacobson just brings these kinds of high emotions out of Mason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just gets flustered, and honestly, I'm honored.
Yeah, yeah.
First off, I want to give a shout-out to Lily for making me come on Mason's show. Thank you, Lily. I was not gonna ask, and then Lily told me.
Wait! Who made you come on Mason? Hold on! Lily made you. No,
wait, I'm not. Chill.
Lily made me ask for a guest appearance on Mason. There we go. Anyway, the next song.
Deeply related to the previous statement.
Kind of.
One of the best songs from the entire Pitch Perfect series.
Don't.
Okay, God. Mason said I can't. Toxic by Britney Spears.
Boom. How dare you?
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
What a great one.
Oh my God. I mean, like, the production choices.
It's scary.
It's scary. It's like a Bond villain song mixed with, like.
Sure.
It's like in double time. It's a very strange.
Wait.
Very strange pop song. Is it time?
It's about time.
And you're commandeering the.
I am commandeering before you can do some stupid accent or something. We're about halfway through the show. This is PCH, by the way. WMFO in Medford 91.5. And it's about time I do a PSA. Here's one about vegetables.
there's always a hidden banger in the
right. I've never seen this one before.
This is vegetable related?
For context, it's got a little cartoon vegetables.
Yeah.
Okay. If you enjoy eating fresh fruit, let me try it again.
Okay.
If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden.
Mm.
Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes.
Scrumptious.
Because they grow very quickly, and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. Whoa, that's crazy. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers.
And big shout out to the tops and bottoms at the Zara Larsson show.
Don't. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence. It's free of pesticides and other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Let's keep our tops and bottoms free of pesticides.
No, no. That's Maddie B's giggling in the back. He likes that one.
Yeah.
He likes that one.
I'm off the cranberry juice.
As a bottom, he likes that one. Sorry.
This is a racy one, Mason.
A racy what? Show?
A show, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
This is really on
I mean, I would say PCH After Dark, but like, it's so, it's always After Dark.
There's no, this is after After Dark.
Right, right, right. Never mind.
PCH Even Darker.
I was going to say that, but that sounded weird. Okay, you want to talk about the next one?
50 PCH
you idiot.
Is darker. What's the next one?
Wait, show it Pink to me. Panther is thing.
Oh, this song has an awesome music video. Shout out to it getting obviously commandeered, or maybe it's just great parallel thinking, by another great British export, which is the TV show Industry, which everyone needs to be watching, and which in January and February was about 15.2% of my personality. So big shout out to the episode Commander and the Grey Lady, which obscenely ripped the music video of this song, just blatantly.
Wait, what do you mean?
The episode has the exact same conceit as the Pink Panther's music video.
Oh, funny. That's weird.
Yeah, it's awesome. Shout out to that episode called The Commander and the Grey Lady, and shout out to this song. It's called Tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Ooh, that was a little bit of the beginning.
Yeah, the more astute listeners. Well, no one else aside from you and me is getting.
Also, I was going to say that really transitioned nicely.
Oh yeah, wow!
I barely realized that the song had ended. Yeah, that's awesome. Anyway,
it's two fantastic pop songs.
Oh yeah, I was saying so. Paparazzi, when I say it's my favorite pop song, I'm talking about radio pop songs.
Okay.
But if we're just including anything that could be considered a pop song, this may be my favorite
of all
time.
This is not even the best on the album.
That's crazy. And also, this is...
Don't disrespect Ballad of Matt and Micah.
You have changed... You...
Ever again.
Okay. Sorry. Here's something that David does, and it really annoys me. He'll have an opinion, and then talk later like he never had that opinion.
What was my opinion that you... Because I love Cry For Me.
That was your favorite song
on
the
album. I love Cry For Me. It was my favorite song.
And now you're talking like, oh, who are you? You're crazy.
You're saying it's easily the best song on the album. There's other songs in contention.
Oh, my God. It's one of my favorite albums of all time.
Image exists.
Sure.
Death and Romance.
Come on. Every song. But, like, yeah, this is the best. This is insane. This is Cry For Me.
It's a great song. It's the best song that ABBA never wrote, basically.
Right. This is Cry For Me by Magdalena Bay. Wait, I'm going to start it from the very beginning.
And we've totally played this, but...
that's sort of the auspicious ending to Cry For Me.
Oh my god, an unbelievable. So it sounds like Frankenstein being given life for the first time. Like, it's crazy.
PCH is really built on it sounds like Mad Libs.
Yeah, it's like...
it sounds like rolling down a hill and getting grass stains on all your clothes.
It was hot and yet cold.
Yeah, yeah. it was...
This is the key to music, Grayson.
God damn it. That's going to get me down a rabbit hole. It was wet, but it was sopping. It was hot, but it was scalding.
Right.
It was.
They got a. I don't know why they didn't read your application for Pitchfork. I think you sent a banger in. What?
Is that a joke?
Did you not apply for Pitchfork?
What do you mean? This is either a weird bit or.
It's not that weird of a bit. It was hot, and yet it was scalding.
Sure.
I give MJ Linderman's Manning Fireworks an 8.6 out of 10.
You're right. It was really
hot and yet scalding.
It was really
that was your submission.
Dry, but it was like arid.
That was your internship.
Time.
That was your internship submission. It was like, this new Geese album is metallic, yet it sounds like it was made of metal.
right. It's hard, but it was like, it was
really hard.
Really hard.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, this next song? Are we doing... Okay, is it mine?
Yep.
Okay, I know what this one is. Okay, so,
aww.
Big shout out to... This is a song that I think only Mason does not know, because it has been blowing up on TikTok. And I am very proud and happy to say that I predicted this artist. If you've been a loyal PCH listener, you know that a couple months ago, on a solo show in the old radio room, which was small, I played a song called Sin Triangle, which is this very sort of funny piece of millennial pop that I thought was very cute. And another song of the same artist, Sidney Gish, blew up because of, I think, mostly due to Invincible edits, which Mason hasn't watched Invincible. He's not tapped.
I'm not tapped yet. Although earlier today I saw...
Unbelievably
like
good show.
I saw Omni Borg and something else. What's the other character's name?
Omni-Man.
What's the other
Thrag,
character?
Thrag. Mark, Invincible.
Anyway, point is Invincible.
There's other characters.
Borgs.
Anyway, you mean you saw Invincible themed Borgs?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you were mixing up.
No.
There was a guy in. Oh, you mean that one character
Omniborg? Although, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, think Borg. Think, what will you have after 500 years? You know, your mother was more like a Borg to me. That's a line. That's a line from the show.
Sure.
Okay, so this next song, just aside from all that, is a really great song, and it's on TikTok. And I'm not ashamed to say that this is a TikTok song that is amazingly written and composed and is now being given its due diligence. So this is a song called Imposter Syndrome.
Imposter Borg Syndrome.
Unfortunately, I am my own dogma. What's a human being gotta be like? What's a way to just be competent? These sweet instincts ruin my life. Every other day I'm wondering, was it a mistake to try and define what I'm certain's mad incompetence? These sweet instincts ruin my life. Qualified for canine grossly stinks, ruin my life. Every other day I'm wondering, was it a mistake to try and define what I'm certain's mad incompetence? These sweet instincts ruin my life.
Okay, sorry about that. That cut out randomly because Apple Music was having some difficulties.
This is why we use Spotify, bro.
Apologies. Wait,
oh my God,
I'll play
over.
It. It's just
and in
over.
The, and in the key change, you're
missing out on key
Sydney
we'll
Gishisms.
Right, my laptop is having a seizure. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Apologies.
Mason Isaac, bro.
Apologies. Wait, I'll get it right back going. That has never happened before. Apologies.
Okay, we're back.
Okay. Talk about that song. Sorry about the technical difficulties, by the way. Don't know what happened with
I mean we got to hear the key change guitar solo into the final build up on the final chorus again.
Sure.
So I'm perfectly happy
right.
with that. I want to hear your thoughts on that song.
I thought that was great. Wait, sorry, we kinda gotta keep things moving along
okay.
though.
Yes.
Next up is Add Up My Love by Clairo.
Boom.
right, fading out now is Add Up My Love by Claro. David's going to throw on the next one.
This is a great song called Nobody by Mitski. Hit it.
My God, I'm so lonely, so I open the window to hear sounds of people, to hear sounds of people. Venus, planet of love, was destroyed by global warming. Did its people want too much to? Did its
into our last song right now. This has been WMFO in Medford. I'm 91.5. I'm Mason.
David McNamara.
Yeah. This has been PCH. We got our last show in a week. It's going to be sick. Tune in, please. It's going to be a big one.
Please.
Anyway, this song, because it is a Spring Fling show after all, is a song that Group Love played earlier today, and I was reminded of how much I love it. It's in my favorite movie ever.
Shout out Ferris Bueller. This is Twist and Shout.
Well, she-